Welcome, readers who are now becoming listeners. I'm Cody Banning, and this is Poto Daily News' first ever weekly podcast. Our goal here is to engage our audience in a fun, new way that'll keep us all in a great conversation. Along with a recap of the past week's stories, this week's show will feature Brenda Dalton from Poto Public Schools answering some back-to-school questions that might help everybody out in this back-to-school season. Let's get into that weekly news roundup. Here with me is Tom Firm, our sports editor. How's it going, Tom?
Pretty good.
Good. And we're just going to talk about some stories that happened in the past week that we wrote about in the paper. Last Tuesday, we had alleged misconduct from resident Karen Looper at the county commissioner's meeting. We had a hiring event from Choctaw Casino. It was their beverage and food division that was hiring. And then we also have Nova Chronister and her group helping out the homeless. We also had a really big fish on the front page of that day. That's sports, right? Then we had on Wednesday, we had Middle School, A Time of Transition, which was a really good article by our reporter Diana F. Dandridge-Rystrom. And she just kind of wrote about some of the things that can be hard for kids going from elementary into middle school. We had Back to School Night from Poto Upper Elementary profiled in that one. We also mentioned the Tallahena Citywide Yard Sale that was supposed to happen this weekend, but has been rescheduled for August 10th. On Thursday, we talked about an update for the train fatality that happened recently here in Poto. We talked about Main Street Matters' back-to-school poker run, and the Chamber Beautification Committee launching their banner project to honor veterans. It's going to be all over town. It's going to be an awesome thing. Then on Friday, we talked about medical marijuana dispensaries. They're kind of mixed reactions, kind of following some other stuff that's happened on the news. We talked about tax-free weekend, kind of explained what that was and kind of the hows and whys of some things not being covered. Then in Saturday's paper, we featured our hometown hero, paramedic Stephanie Cody. We talked a little bit about a local writers group that is trying to pull people in to help them with their writing, help them with their fiction writing, their nonfiction writing. They feature a little bit of everything. And then we talked about EOMC hosting their back-to-school health event, where they kind of did some free examinations and vaccinations and things like that, just to help people out. I think the vaccinations were $5, but anyway, it was a good thing, and it had, they do it every year, and draws a big crowd. So, Tom, anything super special happen in sports over the past week?
Last Monday, I had a story on Deontay Braggs, the Spire football player who played in the All-State football game that previous Friday. That was the last of my All-State stories that went back over that previous week. And also that Tuesday, I had a feature on the Poto Quarterback Club, which meets every Monday at 6 p.m. at the football fieldhouse. If you're interested in joining, you don't have to have a kid involved in football to join. And it's a good group that helps the kids out throughout the season. Thursday and Friday, I was at the Panama Scrimmage Festival. And so Friday and Saturday, I had pictures from the festival in the issue.
Awesome. Okay. So Quarterback Club, I don't know much about it. What all do they do to help the kids throughout the year?
The Quarterback Club gets the kids fed every Thursday night and Friday lunchtime during the season. And they do various things to support them throughout the year, like organizing pep rallies when the playoffs roll around. They organize police escorts and rallies during that time.
Awesome. So any of the stories from last week that kind of piqued your interest? Anything you may have... I know you proofread everything, but anything while you were proofreading you were actually interested in reading?
Let's see. Yeah, the Stephanie Cody story really stood out to me. Being able to recognize those emergency medical technicians. It gives us a little bit of information on how someone can become an EMT. And that's a really special profession in which a person really sacrifices themselves to help the community.
Absolutely. I think that was one of my favorite stories to write this past week. I really enjoyed Diana's piece. It was kind of a man on the street piece about dispensaries and things like that, and the mixed reactions they kind of have. But it's always heartening to me how many people are positive about it, how many people think that it's still kind of a good thing, and people that see it for medical value and not just as, you know, something negative or something like that. The positivity in Poto is always a thing that makes me really happy. It seems like even when we have terrible stories, like, you know, the fatality with the train that we updated everyone on, everyone tries to reach out and help support the people who were victims in that situation. Like with our homelessness story, with the Chronisters and people like that. We had so many events last week to help people out, kind of with back to school and things like that. Even some of the folks that were doing Shop Your Closet, I don't think they wanted their names mentioned, but they are elected officials' wives. And things came down and brought some clothing to the Chronisters event to help out because they ran out of clothes halfway through. And then also Isaiah from Poto Games, he had organized a clothing drive that handed out quite a few clothes a week ago Sunday. And they plan, I think, to work together in the future and try to make those things bigger. So that's exciting. Another exciting thing for me is our new special pages that we're working on. That really makes me happy. The recipe page, the history page, Hometown Heroes. We've also got an education page and, of course, our ag page on Wednesdays. So if you listeners have anything you would like to contribute to any of those special pages, we're always looking for new and local content. So if you have anything for agriculture, if you have any Hometown Heroes you'd like to nominate to be in the paper, if you have any really good recipes, of course, I'm excited about those. I'm always ready to eat something. So any of those things you want to contribute to, if you just want to send in a picture of your child because they made honor roll or something like that for the education page, or if they did something really good. When we talk about Hometown Heroes, we don't just mean our EMTs and our firefighters and our police, although they are very near and dear to our hearts and they will be featured heavily, of course, in that section. We do mean people who just help out, like the Chronisters, or like Isaiah from Poto Games, or like, you know, if you have an uncle that once pulled someone out from under a tractor that had ran over them and got them to the hospital, something like that. If there's a teacher that really affected your life and you'd like to nominate them as a hometown hero. Those are the kinds of things we really want to hear. That stuff excites us, I think.
How can people send something in for a Hometown Heroes recipe page, school, or anything else?
That's really important. So they can always bring that into the office. They can email it to me, which is cbanning, that is cbanning, at pododailynews.com, or editor at pododailynews.com. They can always do that. They can always call in and tell me about it, and I can call the other person and try to set up an interview with them or something if it's a hometown hero. Any of those ways. Our phone number is, of course, 918-647-3188, and our address is 804 North Broadway here in Poto. You're more than welcome to come in at any point in time. Just come in and talk to one of us, myself, Diana, Tom, any of us will be happy to talk to you. I know Tom specializes in sports, but I'm sure if none of the rest of us are available or something, he'd be happy to talk to you about anything.
Yes, absolutely.
So with all that said, also, you know, please check out our website. at pododailynews.com. You can subscribe there for the e-edition. You can check out, you update a lot of sports there on the websites. You can check out a lot of updated sports stories and stories that have happened. We will start teasing big stories as they come along. And of course, this is the big announcement I've been meaning to tell you guys about for a time now. But that is our weekly roundup and all of the things we needed to talk to you about, all of the housekeeping. Don't forget that our coloring contest is going on until this coming Friday. And we will also be posting here in the next couple of hours on Facebook about back-to-school pictures. And a few of those people that send in those back-to-school pictures will have their pictures published in the newspaper in the education section. So that's all exciting. Thanks so much, guys. And our time, that music means our time is up. Thank you, Tom. We're going to hear from you again in the sports segment. After this short sponsor break, we will be back with Brenda Dalton to talk about some back-to-school stuff.
This week's podcast is brought to you in part by Gino's Pizza. Come on down to 1701 North Broadway Avenue here in Poto, Oklahoma to pick up Gino's Back to School Special. For a limited time, large one-topping pizzas are only $7.99 a piece. Gino's wishes you a happy, safe, and full back to school.
All right, guys, thanks for staying with us. Welcome back. So today, we have with us
Brenda Dalton from Poto Public Schools.
And she is going to answer a few questions for us about our special subject this week, which will be back to school. Brenda, I guess a lot of the questions that I have, that we have, that some other people have had, are run like this. So what is the most important thing parents can do to get their children ready for back to school, to get them prepared to come back and have a good first day?
I would say mostly just getting them back into the routine of going to bed early and getting up early, that type of thing. Being positive and supportive and excited about school, and then also just continuing to read to them daily. Those are some things that parents can do.
Awesome. So would you say that it's kind of important to, throughout the summer, not just during back to school, that for the parents to not necessarily drill their kids, I guess, but have them continue to engage in things they would be doing if they were in school?
Well, we mostly just ask parents to continually read to their child or have their child read at home, that type of thing. It's summer. Kids don't want to do a lot of schoolwork, but reading helps in every subject. So mostly if they just focus on doing that a little bit, we're not really worried about the rest of it.
Sure, keeping that prefrontal lobe activated. So I guess another question that has came up, we've got tax-free weekend that by the time this hits the public will have just happened. A lot of parents are looking to get their supplies and things like that. Where would they get a good list from? Do they need to focus more on the lists that I know are on the website, the school's website? Or are these lists they get at Walmart, is that a real thing?
Yes. The lists they get at Walmart come from us. We send it to them. So it should match what's on our website. So either way, they should be the same things. And so they are, welcome to do either one, whichever one's easier, Walmart or our website. They're both accurate.
Awesome. Okay.
What happens if you can't get everything on the list as a parent?
We do have parents that just can't afford that. It seems like the supply list grows. And so if the student doesn't have everything, we just take care of that. We just finished our Stuff the Bus. And so we have lots of supplies that were donated, and so that's what we do with those supplies. We fill in, or if a child doesn't have school supplies at all, we fill in, out of that. And then if we run out of those, we just make sure our teachers, staff, just make sure kids have what they need.
Awesome. So does Stuff the Bus, does that happen a lot?
We do it once a year at the beginning of right before school starts with United Way. We do it out at Walmart. We just finished it this last week. And so we just have a bus out there and a school supply list, and people just pick up the list, and then they just stuff our bus. And then we bring it back and divide it, you know, amongst the school sites, and then we use it for kids that are in need.
That's great. And also there's, of course, a couple of backpack programs we have in the area, and I'm sure that helps out a little bit.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, by the time this podcast comes out, we will have started and probably finished our coloring day contest, which is going to give away one backpack, which is not a crazy amount, but hey, we're trying to do our part too. I guess kind of the next question, or maybe even the more important question for the kids, would be, how can we make it fun as parents, as adults, as people who are stewards to these children's education? What can we do to make it fun for them, to make them want to go back to school?
Well, we try, you know, at school to make things very engaging, doing activities that engage their whole body, their mind, those kinds of things. So any of those type of things you can do at home instead of just paper, pencil. I mean, the kids, you know, whole self needs to get involved. And so anytime you can make it more active, I mean, that's more fun for the kids. So that's what we try to do at school. So, you know, that's what I would suggest, is just trying to do activities that are engaging.
Maybe take them on field trips to museums and things during the summer.
Yes, anything like that would definitely, you know, be, that's a great learning experience. And we don't get to do a lot of field trips at school. So the more the parents can do, the better, you know, for the kid.
Awesome. So along those lines, what museums, just taking them to national sites where they can learn things. A lot of the national parks, I know they have like learning programs, and they have people who can show you around and give you tours and stuff. What other things, with beyond the field trip type thing, what other things can you do kind of in the home? Is there anything you could suggest that you could just, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but you can just bring right off the top of your head with it?
Well, typically most of our teachers do give some kind of summer activities. Even though a lot of those are paper pencil, you can change those into games, that type of thing. Anything you can do, playing Scrabble with your child if they're old enough to play Scrabble. You know, I'm old school, so I always go back to those little fun pads. The fun pads really have a purpose, and it is pre-reading skills. And so any hidden picture games or anything like that, those things are very important for learning to read.
Yeah, my mother always did the highlights.
Yes, highlights are wonderful. I have highlights for my grandchildren because they have all of those things that you really need. So anything like that is really, really beneficial for kids. It's all visual processing skills inside those, you know, hidden pictures and things. So that's very important.
I feel like when you're a kid too, you don't realize, it just struck me how many of those I did when I was a kid, and how many of those little fun pad things and highlights. And they had the little pads you got with the marker that didn't really have ink. It was just clear or whatever if you marked anywhere else, but you could color over certain areas. And you could do like math problems and stuff. I just realized that I was learning when I was doing that, and I didn't realize it until just now. So.
And honestly, you know, kids don't do fun pads or highlights much anymore, but it really is very beneficial, and it really it is a pre-reading skill. Those visual processing skills are very important to reading. And so, you know, sometimes we do need to remember that and go back to the things that we did when we were kids, because they were for a purpose. It wasn't just for fun.
Right.
But you didn't know you were, you know, doing it for a purpose. So, you know, who knew? But, you know, those are, I mean, every time a child has difficulties with reading, I always suggest to their parents that they buy some fun pads or highlights or whatever you want, you know, whatever you can find to do some of those activities, because it is fun, but it's important as well.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. And this is a really, really good bit of information for, I think, the parents and for those of us who didn't realize how much we were learning and stuff like that. I'm still chewing that over a little bit, but my mom was stealth teaching me with all that stuff. Now I understand why she bought so many, but I think another important question, and I'll kind of do this in closing, is I know with myself, going back to school as a kid, I had a lot of anxiety. I had a lot of issues with maybe kids I didn't like, or we moved around a lot. So sometimes I had a lot of first days. And so the first day and the whole just anxiety in general of going back, how can parents handle that, and how can they get with the teachers to help them handle that so that the first day isn't something you dread? It's not the dreaded first day, you know?
We do have a lot of students who are anxious and nervous about coming either for the first time or coming back. And that's one of the purposes for our back to school night, which is on Tuesday from 3 to 6:30. And it's so parents can bring their child ahead of time. A lot of the anxiety is just the unknown, knowing where I go the first day, knowing who I'm going to be seeing, who do I look for, how do I recognize my teacher, things like that. So back to school night is important because you can bring your student, they can meet the teacher, they see their room, they can pick their seat, they know where their bag goes. That type of thing. And that really does help with anxiety. Now, we have pre-K and kindergartners who we have some criers, and we just reassure them that school's a safe place and there's an adult that they can always turn to. And we do deal with a lot of that in the very beginning, the first, especially the primary school, the first week of school, you know, but at school we just reassure them, and if parents can reassure them, they can always go to an adult, you know, for assistance or help. But I do encourage parents to bring their child to back to school tonight because it just gets them a little familiar with their environment, especially if they've never been at that school site before.
I feel like I may be responsible for some misinformation. I did an article on back to school night. I don't think it was yesterday's paper. I think it was yesterday's paper. So that's not just the upper elementary. That's all POTO schools.
That's the POTO primary school and the upper elementary, which would be okay. Pre-K through fifth grade.
Okay.
The middle school, they do a meeting for parents. They don't do necessarily a back to school night. And I don't have the dates for that. But they come and the students do come and pick up their schedule, and their parent attends a short, brief meeting, especially for new students that they don't know are policies and things like that. But they can also, when they pick up their schedule at the middle school, they can go through and find their classes. And we do have parents that'll call ahead of time and say, hey, we're new, or my child's anxious, and you know, we're here in the summer. And so we, you know, have them come up and we'll, you know, walk them around and show them all their classes and where they go to lunch and things like that. Their locker, middle school kids still have difficulty with their combination on their locker. And so we, you know, a lot of parents like to bring their kids up and let them kind of work through that. At the high school, they have freshman and sophomore orientation. And so, you know, they do that during the day, and the students come, they speak with the principal there and pick up their schedules. And then they're also allowed to go through the school at that time to find, we have new construction up there as well. So, you know, they, will be some places they can't access, and they're not used to that. And so, you know, he'll go over that, those type of things with them, but they're allowed to go through the school and find out where their classrooms are going to be and things like that. So that all takes place before school starts.
Oh, that's awesome. I wish they had that when we were little. You know?
Yeah, they didn't do much of that.
No. The first day was always terrifying because, you know, you never had that kind of stuff. And if you wanted to see things before the first day, you kind of had to push your way in. And we never really did that. So I guess that's pretty much it as far as my actual questions. But this ending segment here that we do with our guest is kind of a letting you know, say what you want to say, kind of passing off the talking stick to you. If there's anything you want to say about the upcoming year, about the school system in general, or about anything you have coming up personally, or a group you have come, anything like that, this is your time to do that.
Well, you know, I would just say that, you know, if any parent has any problems, I would just encourage them to go to their school site, go to the teacher, go to their principal, to the superintendent's office if they need to. But, you know, to communicate and talk with, there's most issues we can always work through if we just know. And so I just encourage parents to do that if they have any concerns. We do have a lot going on this year. We have two construction sites. We passed a bond issue, and so we have the high school having an addition to it, and we're building a new 7th and 8th grade center. And so there is some construction will be a little different, you know, than usual because, you know, there's some roads that are blocked off and some new ones opened and things like that. So just be patient with us as we try to work through that process. because it's difficult for us as well. We're not going to have nearly as much parking as normal, and we don't have that much anyway. So, you know, it'll be interesting. But, you know, we're just excited about the new year and ready for all the kiddos to come. And we've got some great teachers, and, you know, we're just ready to go.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. And that's going to end this segment for us. Stay tuned, guys. After this short sponsor break, we'll be back with some sports content with our new sports editor, Tom Fern. I've also had Todd with me this whole time.
Yeah.
He's been kind of quiet, but our correspondent, Todd Fisher, is
Didn't here. Want to jump in on all your stuff, but I'll throw in a few things. Yes, I'm Todd Allen Fisher.
All right. So thanks, guys, so much, and stay tuned after this short sponsor break.
We'd also like to thank this week's featured artist, Shelly Cobb, aka Autopilot, for her amazing song Toxic Love that has been playing between the breaks. Thanks, Shelly. This week's podcast is brought to you in part by Poto Games. Lots of exciting news for Magic the Gathering at Poto Games. Join them on Friday nights for Friday Night Magic and Fun. Make a deck, free booster drafts, chaos games, make friends. Learn how to receive free magic products for teaching new people how to play. Poto Games, 806 South Broadway in Poto, the local game shop with a heart.
Those sounds mean it's time to hand the reins over to our sports editor, Tom Firm. I'll be rooting for you from the stands, Tom.
Thanks, Cody. Coming next Monday, August 12th, fall baseball and fast pitch softball will be getting into their regular season. I got a chance to see a lot of the softball teams in action at the Panama Softball Scrimmage Festival this past Thursday and Friday. It was a lot of reconnecting with the coaches and players who I had seen before. Some of them I had covered between 2015 and 2018 when I was working in Stigler. Among those was Casey Butcher, who was coaching at McCurtain. And then he just now, after 2 years in McCurtain, has returned to Red Oak to coach softball there. And it's going to be interesting. Red Oak, along with Whitesboro, Howe, and Pecola, win their respective state tournaments in fast pitch last season. And I'll be fascinated myself to see what all of those teams are going to be able to do this fall. Pecola is certainly going to be one of the fascinating ones this year. They were 25-12 last year, and they have a new softball coach, Eddie Combs. He's taken over the reins in softball after being in baseball a number of years, 400 wins in the baseball department, but now coaching softball as he's coaching his daughter in high school, and a lot more to look forward to among all the fall sports. Whitesboro, Howe, and Worcester among the teams to watch in fall baseball. Whitesboro was in the state tournament last fall. Poto Cross Country, they were 17th in the state meet last year. All of the top five runners for them were juniors or younger. Cody, you and I saw Poto Cross Country coach Tommy Brennan at the Kiwanis Club meeting this past Thursday, talking about his teams. The boys and the girls, he was very helpful about he was talking about having five boys running the 18-minute range and having run a lot myself over the years, and I ran cross country in high school. Having that many guys in the 18-minute range is a great thing, especially in Oklahoma. And that can really position a team well. And Poto softball, I'd be remiss not to mention them. So we're getting close to the start of the softball season. It seems like they're just working to get a winning season and win that bi-district round. They'll be challenged this season as they'll be without Haley Weaver, a key player, due to a knee injury. Football will be starting a limited practice Monday, August 12th. Their full padded practice starts August 16th. And Poto football will have its red white scrimmage August 17th. That's a week from Saturday. People are encouraged to donate towels, body wash, and soap as part of that admission.
Awesome. So admission to get into the red white scrimmage is just soap and body wash and towels. Awesome. I'll bring some towels.
That's right.
Awesome. All right. And so I guess my main question about the cross country thing is 16 to 18 minutes. Is that for a full 5K?
Yes, for a 5K, 16 minutes. As I've seen in my experience in Oklahoma, puts you on track to win the meet. And so getting those guys in the 18-minute range, that would be key to getting the team in the top 10 in the Class 4A meet. And Poto had two guys running the 19-minute range, and they were 17th. So just getting those guys, they'll have a few seniors this year up in that scoring group, and getting those guys' times down will be great to see them climb up in the ranks.
Awesome. Just for those of us who may not know exactly the length of a 5K, how much is that in miles?
That's 3.1 miles.
Okay. That's why we see all those 3.1 stickers on the backs of cars, right?
Right.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks. That has been Tom, the sports maven himself. That's very sporting of you, Tom. Okay. Sorry. I cracked myself up. Anyway, so after this short sponsor break, we'll be back with Buck, and he'll be talking a little bit about some of our ads and some of our promotions that are coming up. Get you guys excited about that. I know a lot of them, Tom, are going to involve sports and the upcoming fall sports seasons.
That's an opportunity that people really should take advantage of. Those fall sports section advertising packages. There's some great things that people can get involved in. Whether you're a business or if you're a booster club or some of the school organization that wants to get out there.
Awesome. Yeah, I think so too. And the price is very reasonable. We'll talk about that when we come back. And yeah, it's just, I think it's going to be I think it's always usually a great thing for local businesses and like you said, even booster clubs to get in there, to get noticed and full color pages and a beautiful tab section that's put together and very well designed. And Tom here is a great layout person, and he'll be directing that whole thing. And his designs are wonderful and kind of cutting edge and colorful. So we'll get some good tab sections there, and we'll have Buck in right after this to talk about all that.
This week's podcast is also brought to you by Ford Investments. We buy and sell. Lease with options, 6 acres north of Shady Point on highway with oversized storage building, barn and pond, $49,500. Coming soon, 33 acres in the Knot Hole area with utilities, has good pasture and some woods with pond. James Fork Creek borders the north, $87,500. Poto, 1106 Cruz Street, 3 or 4 bedroom and 1 1/4 bath, brick and siding home with central heat and air, fenced yard, and two-car carport. $57,500. We'll finance. Tired of low rates and returns? Come see us and let us show you how to make more on your money. Call James or Jerry Ford at 479-806-8446.
So that was a little bit more from our featured artist this week. And now I've got Buck Hamby, one of our sales representatives, with us. He's going to talk about the advertising packages for the Gridiron Preview and Fall Diamond Preview sports sections. They're beautiful tab sections that Tom and I were talking about earlier. And he's going to break that down for you, pricing and stuff like that.
Hello there. We've got some specials going on, and all the ads this year will be color ads in our specials. And we've got some special pricing if you go with the full-page ad in both the Gridiron and the Fall Diamond Preview. Full-page ad is $920. We can go down to a half-page ad for $339 for one ad, or $542 for the package special. In a quarter-page ad, we've got $245 just for one, or $392 for a package special. In an eighth-page ad, we've got $175 for one page, or $280 for both the papers. And those ads will include whatever size ad that you want, and then the expanded business card, 6-inch ad in the daily Poto Daily News, and also expanded business card and mini penny one time in September.
Oh, awesome. This is why we have the professionals do this and not me, because I didn't realize we had those expanded business cards. I've not been telling anybody that I've told about this about those. So
yes,
if I have talked to you about this, also expanded business card in the regular papers. So that's really great. We have any other specials going on right now besides those two?
This is of course, we'll always find a special for you. Give us a call and we can guarantee you we'll meet your advertising needs.
That's awesome. So that number again, guys, if you want to give us a call, talk about advertising, or just nominate someone for one of the special sections, give us a call. It's 918-647-3188. Thanks so much, Buck.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Well, Tom, I think that was a pretty successful first show. What do you think?
It was a solid day.
Solid day. So, what have we got going for next week? Well, in my department, we've got, of course, the weekly news roundup one more time. Along with, we'll have a special guest from the water department here in the sewage department here in Poto to talk about National Water Quality Month, as August is that month. So this month is Water Quality Month, and we'll have someone to talk about that. So let's say goodbye by giving a few shout outs to, I don't know, our Facebook followers, some of our readers, some people who've recently liked posts on Poto Daily News' Facebook page. What do you think about that, Tom?
Sounds like a good thing.
Awesome. All right, so here's a shout out to some people who have liked our posts recently. Christy Walker, Chavez Memo, Jamie Wickwire, Rhonda Rakens Cook, Don Wolf,
Edith Newman, Brandon Bowman, Kelly Vaught Newberg, Janet James, Dylan Morrow.
Also, special thanks, of course, to some of our correspondents and contributors throughout the week. Eric Standridge and Todd Allen Fisher have been great helps for me this week.
Also, thanks to Jim Marsh. He's put in some nice columns over the past few weeks, getting into some of the greatest of all time in Poto football at quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. He'll have another one sometime soon on offensive linemen, and that'll be interesting to check out. So help me get into that Poto football history.
Nice. And of course, we want to thank above all of our readers, everybody who keeps us in this office 5 days a week, making papers for you and sending them out to you. We thank you guys so very much. If you would like to subscribe to the paper, of course, you can just give us a call at 918-647-3188. You can visit the office at 804 Broadway, or you can subscribe online at pododailynews.com/subscriptions. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Now we'll leave you with a little bit of our featured artist for the week, Autopilot. Toxic love.